USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's critically important, it's critically urgent, and it needs to happen now.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown strongly advising residents to stay home as cases of the coronavirus climb. In New York, a statewide order to stay home takes effect on Sunday.
There will be a civil fine and mandatory closure for any business that is not in compliance.
Governor Andrew Cuomo. California's shelter-in-place order took effect on Friday. Illinois and Connecticut are also implementing similar policies. Reports of a nationwide quarantine are being denied by the White House. Top Pentagon officials and the acting Homeland Security Secretary say the rumors are false. No martial law is being declared or any kind of a nationwide lockdown. The head of the National Guard said on Twitter, there's been no such discussion. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says new data finds the virus is more fatal in men.
This new data about the male-female ratio is really quite striking, and you're absolutely right. From age 50 on, almost twice as many men are dying as women.
Churches are now streaming their services. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
When it comes to large gatherings, other things being canceled include worship services. Now, many churches are taking their services online for worshipers. Max Lucado tells the Lighthouse Faith podcast this is what needs to be done.
I think we have to be responsible. I think if there were any other way, if it was possible to meet and not expose our church members to this contagion, we would do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
One Washington resident who's 90 years old has survived the coronavirus. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
A 90-year-old woman who contracted coronavirus at Life Care Center Senior Care Facility in Seattle has fully recovered. Life Care Center experienced a massive spread of the virus in mid-February. According to a CDC investigation, 62% of the roughly 130 elderly residents became infected, and more than a quarter of those have died. Geneva Wood, however, is now a beacon of hope for the thousands of Americans with the virus and the millions more fearing it, as health officials have said elderly people and those with chronic medical problems are especially vulnerable to the disease.
The world is remembering country music legend Kenny Rogers. He won a Grammy and had a TV series for his signature song.
And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep.
And had some smash crossover duet hits with Sheena Easton and Dolly Parton.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Rogers passed away peacefully at his home from natural causes.
And I'm so glad I stayed right here with you.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.